Nottingham is obviously an international city and it's twinned with Harare in Zimbabwe. We do take for granted that we have free speech in this country. In other countries in the world, sadly, that isn't part of their national culture, part of their requirement. In fact, they would be arrested for having free speech. It is with great pleasure now that I'd like to introduce a Zimbabwean human rights advocate, Adrian Lunga, who will be speaking today. And it shows that actually as part of the menu for Speaker's Corner, there are a whole range of different issues, not just Nottingham-based issues. Can I introduce Adrian?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Adrian Lunga. I'm a human rights advocate from Zimbabwe. And I represent an organization called We're Zimbabwe, which is an organization that supports human rights in Zimbabwe and also the application of the human rights in the current Zimbabwean climate, and also is a rallying point for Zimbabweans and friends of Zimbabwe who wish to see freedom of speech take root in Zimbabwe. In fact, if we're in Harare today, which is twinned with Nottingham, we would be breaking the law. This congregation will be breaking the law. Me standing here and actually saying that the president of my country does not uphold human rights and that he's a dictator, he's breaking the law, because you cannot say that about the president or the office of the president. If we actually come here and say anything that is political, and we are talking about a situation in Zimbabwe where living is political, life is a political statement, we are breaking the law. And when we consider that kind of environment, we should rejoice that today Nottingham is joining London in having a Speaker's Corner, which is a vanguard when it comes to freedom of expression and freedom of speech. We take a lot of things for granted. And I would like to give you an example of the consequences of us breaking the law, as I've just explained, would be in Zimbabwe. We would get arrested, all of us here. We would be arrested, taken to jail, and our lawyers would not be allowed access. They would be running around all the jails trying to find out where we are. There'd be no dockets, which means that there'd be no cases. And what they would do, they'd bring us papers to sign what they call admission of guilt fines. And if we don't sign, they can actually threaten us that we could rot in jail and no one would ever know where we are. And when they make that threat, that is not an idle threat, because some people have experienced that. The best example at the moment is Simon Mann, who was actually arrested, who was a British agent who had worked with Mark Thatcher and others, allegedly, to instigate a coup. He was arrested, and all of a sudden, he disappeared from jail. How can a jailed person disappear from prison without trace? And the next they heard, his lawyers in Zimbabwe said that Simon Mann was in Equatorial Guinea. This is reality in Zimbabwe. So we should cherish our freedom of expression here in the UK, and we should try and support those people who are inspired by the freedom of expression that we are practicing today, and we're launching today with the Speaker's Corner here. And I hope all those people in Nottingham will take the opportunity to go and air their views when the Speaker's Corner is up and running. I would also like to touch on the effect of not having freedom of expression to the human as an individual, as a community, as a society, and as a nation. I guess that every single person here has got dreams, hopes, and aspirations. These are the things that we get from when we are young children, and also things that our parents and loved ones have for us. When parents have a child, they always hope that their child will do better than they did. But when there is no freedom of expression, those dreams, hopes, and aspirations actually die. The reason is simple. I'll give you an example. In Zimbabwe today,
You have people who are highly educated, but they cannot make a living. A doctor cannot make a living. A teacher cannot make a living. The only way you can make a living is to get involved in crime, in foreign currency dealings. There is another multi-millionaire British gentleman, Nicholas van Hoogstraten, who's been living in Zimbabwe. He's actually tasted that. He's in jail right now, on remand. Because in order to live, you have to be involved in foreign currency dealing. Otherwise, you cannot live. And if you do that, you end up in jail. So it's criminalizing life. And you cannot express the fact that the law is an ass, as they say. So you are in a prison, in effect. And therefore, you cannot have any hopes, dreams, and aspirations for your children. Because you, as an adult, have no hopes. The hope is dead. You have no aspirations. Because there is no way out, as you cannot even express and discuss those things that pain you with your loved ones. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom of expression, as they say, is like a muscle. If you do not use it, it atrophies. So please use it, and use it loudly and consistently, and make sure that all those around you appreciate the freedom of expression that the Speaker's Corner here will attain. And I hope that we meet in Zimbabwe, in Harare, which is twinned with the city, for the opening of Speaker's Corner there. Thank you.
That sets down a wonderful aspiration for Speaker's Corner and the vital importance to use this platform extremely widely. Yes, we can make the city a better place, we can make the world a better place, but it involves everybody to do that.